Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Score!
So, do you like stuff?
Use your words.
Stuff. Thanks to Mike Florio. Thanks to AJ Pierzynski. And Will Perdue. For joining us today. Thanks to Ray Diaz and to our newly minted official full-time sound man, Adam Studzinski. Thanks to Brandon Fryer for helping out, to Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka for doing the stuff that they do. And now, out we go to Harry Carey's at Navy Pier. Parkins and Spiegel are set to go. They have toasting to do today. Hello, boys.
Yes, we do. Congrats to Studs. And might I submit to your previous conversation, The pool nap.
You just had one of those in Vegas.
Yeah.
So the Vegas pool nap after 3 days of debauchery looked very restful.
It was amazing, but, you know, I will be it for me to complain about anything at Circa, but...
But I'm getting ready to.
But
no pillows.
I made my own pillow.
Yeah, you got to roll up the towel.
It's not my first pool nap. But yeah, it was Saturday. It was the beginning of Steph and I's day together. The sun was out. It was beautiful, and I'd had a couple of beers. But literally, I was like working on my second beer, and I had a podcast going, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to lay down and maybe drift off in this nice, hot Vegas sun. And I put a T-shirt over my head so my face didn't get burned, and I was getting some sun on the body.
It's a lot of maintenance.
It's a lot to be me. And about 27 minutes in to this pool nap, and I know that because of where I was in the podcast, a gentleman came up behind me. Steph didn't see it coming because she was listening to her audiobook, and he just yelled, "Sir!" right in my ear. And I pop up, I sprint on you. Wellness check. Are you okay? Thought I had passed out at the pool.
Not anymore.
Yeah,
I was really, okay.
Was that someone who worked at Circa or just a rando?
No, he was wearing an orange security shirt. Like he was worried that I had passed out in the sun.
Okay, liability issue. Probably their insurance says that they have got you on a timer.
Couldn't they have given him an hour?
Yeah, exactly, Layla.
How much more damage could he have done to his heart and brain in 33 minutes?
Speaks, don't bring facts into this conversation. We're talking about a perfectly good nap here. And Danny, I do the same thing with the towel on the face.
How about like a courtesy tap before I get the scream? can I get a tap on the shoulder?
Sir,
why does it got to go full volume wellness check immediately?
I'm
napping.
Congratulations.
Ever brought up a variety?
Right in your ear.
Anybody ever brought up a varietal of this nap? I remember years ago, a few decades ago, I was at Giant City State Park in Southern Illinois, an incredible place. Like it's where the glacier stopped, and then as it melted, it eroded what basically looks like streets into the rocks down there. It's an incredible Illinois jewel. But boy, it was hot,
Jules.
And I was camping, and I was not supposed to be camping. Jews are not made for camping,
no,
I believe. But,
no, it's not our thing.
Then after
these
2 days,
Jews are made for camping. And that's just what they'll do.
After
One
2 days,
these days
of,
these Jews are gonna camp right next to you.
Give me another verse.
After 2 days of horrendous camping in the heat, we relented and paid much for a room in the lodge, and I took a picture of the air conditioner. I was so happy. You know? And so I remember we checked in at like 3 p.m. And the air conditioning nap post 2 days of heat and camping was like, woo, baby. Let's go.
I feel like we have enough material for a significant nap draft. And it would only elicit happiness when being discussed.
No, because the waking up from any one of those naps can be weird. And you'd be immensely disorienting.
Okay, I have one for you that could be disorienting, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Plane takes a sudden slight dip in the air, wake up from nap.
Oh, yeah.
That one got me once.
I can't sleep on planes unless I have taken significant amount of narcotics.
Is it fun?
I mean, but then I wake up like in Israel.
Oddly, you're on a flight to Cleveland.
Exactly. That was a surprising thing.
Danny hijacked the plane while sleeping on the narcotics. I remember falling asleep.
We're going to go to Uganda. I insist.
I'm the captain now.
The following people are going to be released from custody.
Gotta get this REM sleep.
I was sick at sleepaway camp when I was probably 9 or 10, and they sent me to the infirmary and said, why don't you just lie down out here on the front porch of the infirmary at camp? And I remember waking up, and it was dusk, and nobody was around, but I didn't know if it was dusk or dawn, and it, like, freaked the hell out of me. I still remember that feeling, so that's disorienting.
Jet lag accidental nap, that's happened to me. I closed my eyes thinking I was blinking and woke up 5 hours later, and it was 6 o'clock at night, and I was like, God!
Well, there's also like the new, like you're a new parent, and like the advice that everyone gives you is sleep while the kids are sleeping.
Uh huh.
And then there's that stand up comic that has the bit, and it comes into my like Instagram aggregation like once a week, it feels like. He's like, yeah, that's really helpful advice because then I'll just do the dishes while the baby does the dishes. I'll take out the trash while the baby takes out the trash. like, what the hell are you supposed to do when you're trying to get everything else done in your life? But yeah, when the exhaustion of the every 3 hours overnights is just like, I am going to sleep from 12:45 to 1:32 and be totally satisfied because the child is sleeping. That's a good nap.
Let's also throw in,
there we go,
planned,
keep going,
planned on watching something, kind of laid down and thought I just needed a little bit of a 5 minute deal and wake up 40 minutes later nap.
Well, that's the thing, like Lawrence, recliner sleep I feel is like always stolen sleep. It's just it's more fun. It's like why when I was a kid, if I ever was able to like steal chocolate or peanut butter or something from the kitchen, that was my mom used to hide stuff. She used to hide the candy and stuff like that, which
part of the problem.
It led to some issues.
Has been discussed.
I hide stuff for myself still.
Oh man! Like so, I mixed in for forever like the joy of the Reese's peanut butter cup with like the thievery of the Reese's peanut butter.
A little rush.
Yeah,
not the sugar rush. The klepto rush.
Absolutely. But like a nap in the recliner feels that way. Like, oh man, I didn't see that sleep coming.
I'm not supposed to have this sleep. Like, there's zero sum amount of sleep that you somehow took it from someone else.
It's illicit sleep.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Pac-12 after dark nap.
It's not that's nap. Just that just bedtime means you crash.
Danny, you're 100% right. But you'll sit there and you'll be like, oh, it's 9 o'clock on a Friday. Well, UCLA and USC are playing.
Yeah.
All right. And you're like, God, I'm going to be up until like 12:30, 1 o'clock watching this game. Maybe I'll just sneak in a little nappy poo.
Oh, I have fallen asleep in some of the greatest entertainment ventures in the history of American culture. Stomp on Broadway.
No!
Nice.
Wait, you fell asleep during Stomp?
It's like, the name is literally a sound effect as well as an action.
It's an onomatopoetic noise.
Hamilton, the musical Hamilton.
No.
Maybe you guys are familiar.
See, what? That's why it's not the best musical.
I have the psychosis of being entertained sometimes. Like, I'm here. I've made it. I've arrived. Other people are entertaining me. Boy, this seat is comfortable.
And the temperature's nice.
Yes,
and you're like, let me just.
I think they call that narcolepsy.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I don't think it's a nap. And was it Jason Goff has a story. Oh, Avatar. He says that he went to see Avatar, I think, and he walked in. Like, by the time all of the previews were over, he fell asleep and he woke up at the end.
Oh, yeah, that
like completely slept.
That movie's
Avatar.
3.5 hours.
Yeah, like, that's REM sleep.
My dad used to say that about my mom. The movie was The Apprenticeship of Duddy Kravitz. I remember that from my dad's story.
First album by him.
It really was. Let Love Rule was. Man, that was some powerful stuff, Lawrence. You're 100% correct. But yeah, like she saw the opening credits and the end. That's all she saw.
Well, isn't the Lookout Ducks? Woo! Isn't that a remote where Jason fell asleep?
Yes.
See?
Well, the full story.
Was that
on
the Charlie Steiner thing too?
Yeah.
Because it was definitely Arizona.
Yes, it was Glendale, and that there is a story in there where he and a bat of cola fell asleep in the car at one point.
Who was driving?
I don't remember. I don't remember the whole story. I remember
getting
there
was a third person in the car.
I don't think it was moving, but that was a wild trip.
That moment in National Lampoon's Vacation when they slowly pan around the family car.
Yes.
And everybody's sleeping.
And Clark is sleeping.
And Clark is the last one to show. And the timing of it is so perfect.
I can't ever get Ozzie to talk about Montreal, Ozzie Guillen, and all he does is like make a bunch of faces and be like, "Whoa, Montreal's crazy," and then he just like reacts for a few seconds. And all I could ever get out of him was that Montreal was so crazy that he fell asleep on the train and ended up taking it like round trip back and forth and woke up and realized he was like late to his call time for the game.
Wait, from where to like Quebec City?
I'm not sure. I can't get that far. And I don't
think
it was... Well,
the train used to let you off at this...
It wasn't when he was playing. It was definitely when he was an assistant and not the manager.
A portion of this story has been told where guys used to take the train to the stadium. That there used to be a train exit to the stadium. And the mass transit system there is great. And I could see how someone would feel safe enough to fall asleep on it, but
apparently, you know, had a night the night before. And
I hear the adult clubs are a good time.
Montreal is a place where you can get into a whole lot of trouble if you would prefer.
I don't know that was Ozzie's preferred trouble. He just won't tell me exactly.
As you mentioned, Bernsey, we are at Harry Carey's at Navy Pier, and it's going to be quite a day. And Grant DePorter, owner, impresario, and keeper of the Harry Carey Flame, gifted me a copy. It's the full drinking journal of Harry Carey's life in 1972. For those who don't know...
1 year?
1972. Yeah, he decided that he was going to try and make his drinking tax deductible because it was often with colleagues...
He was a visionary.
...ball players and such. This has a record of every day... and where and who he drank with. And it is, there are 288 straight days that man was in a bar. I'm serious. 354 of 357 days, 61 different bars. And in here is like members of the White Sox and a million other teams and other media people. It is absolutely outrageous that he decided this was something to keep a record of. So we've got it, and I look forward to mixing that in throughout the day.
So today we are doing the toast to Harry Carey. It will happen live on the air. We're going to make him the mayor of Rush Street. Grant DePorter, Ron Kittle, Joel Murray, Ryan Sandberg, all in person. Richard Dent is going to join us as well. Then Jeff
Seg Machine.
Exactly.
Dude, we're going to ask him about it.
We're going to play it for him.
100%.
Then Jeff Garland, then Bill Curtis, then everybody comes back on the stage and gets together. Ryan Dempster's going to be here. It's going to be a weird one, but it's going to be an absolute blast.
Is Sandberg going to bring you a bunch of good weed?
Hope so.
Who knows? There's no way to know. But I'll ask.
Right? Yeah. Can't hurt.
I mean, we had some breaking news that you guys can use. Sierra Santos said that Ryan Dempster has a matching tattoo.
With Kevin Millar.
So, oh, nice. We will follow up.
And it's like Pam Anderson barbed wire movie stuff.
Oh.
It might just actually be the typical early aughts barbed wire tattoo. I could see him and Kevin Millar both having those.
Like the Demp tribal armband thing?
The Urlacher.
Yeah, Demp told us that Millar used to like make Ryan clean his house. Millar was like the old head of the Marlins at the time when Demp was among the young bucks coming in. He stayed at Kevin's house and had to do chores around the house.
Oh, okay, that's different.
Well, if you're staying
there, you should probably clean up. Like, I thought this was like rookie hazy.
Like bringing him over.
Hey, get your ass over to my house. It needs to be cleaned.
We got a lot to do, boys. I think it was some of that, actually, Lawrence. I'm sorry. We're getting the hook out here. All right. So we have very, very
the Reese's Peanut Cup. did I really say that? That's unfortunate. It's not a delicious item.
Maybe to someone.
On, yeah, sure. No.
Don't yum,
have, some, yum. Have some confidence.
And I really found this. I know you got to go, the apprenticeship of Duddy Kravitz took place in Montreal.
There we go.
Just want to make sure we said it.
Worlds of Collided.
Yep. See you guys tomorrow. It's Sluggers. It'll be a blast. Come on out. See us at Navy Pier. We got a bunch of Cubs tickets to give away if you're in person. It's Parkinson Spiegel for the toast to Harry Carey on the Score. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.